BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Ryan, I'm 24, and I'm from Leicester. You might not know this, but I nearly went to Jonathan Ross's house. But I couldn't because I had mad cow disease. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ryan, I'm confused. So you nearly went to Jonathan Ross's house?
Yeah.
Why was that?
We looked after his fire alarm.
Oh, so do you test fire alarms?
Yes, I do.
Did his alarm go off?
He had a problem with it at the time, yeah.
Right. So Jonathan Ross calls up and says, I've got a problem with my fire alarm. Come round.
Yeah. But what happened was, earlier on that day, I'd been to a site where they try and cure mad cow disease. And once you've been there, you can't go near hoofed animals or any sort of animals, really, for 5 days. You have to sign a declaration to do so. And Jonathan Ross, in his back garden, has got pigs and goats.
Oh, I see. So you couldn't get near Jonathan Ross or his pigs and goats in case you infected them?
Exactly. In case I had mad cow disease.
Oh, I get it now. So you had to say, Jonathan, I would love to come round and sort your alarm out, but sadly, I've got mad cow disease.
Yeah, it was a bit bizarre to explain to Jonathan Ross the possibility of passing mad cow disease onto his animals. But that was the reason.
I bet your guide you couldn't go round, though.
I was, guys. It would have been an experience, that's for sure.
Imagine what his house is like.
I bet it's really nice.
Imagine all the things you could have done in that house.
I believe he's got a pool house in the back of his garden, so
yeah.
That would have been nice.
And imagine Jonathan would have been like, right, if you fix the alarm, and then what you can do is come out to the pool house with me, we can both strip off and jump in the pool. That's what would have happened.
That's not part of the contract.
Damn mad cow disease.
I know.
Spoiled all your fun.
Stop me from eating the A-listers, doesn't it?
So you don't have mad cow disease?
Not anymore.
Did you have it?
They never said I had it. Well, it was just...
A possibility.
In case you were carrying it, you know, you can't go near these animals for 5 days in case you pass it on and then there could be a whole widespread of it again.
And you don't want to be the one responsible for giving mad cow disease to celebrity pigs and goats?
Celebrities?
Or celebrities.
Now, if Jonathan is listening... And he does, sometimes. I can tell you that Ryan does not now have mad cow disease, Jonathan, so give him a ring.
We can go in the pool house.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we'll get you lot around as well.
Strip off with Jonathan and his wife.
Yeah, it could be interesting.
I don't think I want to come, do you?
To Jonathan Ross's house? Yeah, I do.
No, I mean the pool bit with Ryan and Jonathan and his wife. It's going to be weird.
Yeah, a bit weird, yeah. Still kind of keen, though.
Thank you very much for introducing the show today, Ryan.
No worries.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's speak to Tom. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thanks, mate.
So, what are you saying?
Well, I reckon I've got a bit of an opportunity, a proposal for Chris, if you like.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Now, I reckon this might be to do with... do you remember that dating site we were talking about the other day?
Yes.
Where there are two types of people. There's generous men who've got shed loads of money.
Like you.
But nobody likes them enough to go on holiday with them. That's not me. And then there's attractive ladies who are hot and want to go on holiday but don't have any cash. You see what this site is doing? It's beautiful. It brings those two types of people together. You're unpopular but rich. You're hot but poor. It's perfect. Chris, my friend here, wants to go on holiday.
Yeah,
but he's
just poor.
No
yeah.
money. But you'd really like a nice little break in the sun,
wouldn't
you?
I'd love that, yeah.
We've worked out this is a bit like Pretty Woman, but with Chris playing the part of Julia Roberts.
Not so keen.
Can you stop calling me an old rich man as well? I'm not comfortable with that. Now, loads of our listeners have been on. Offering Chris a chance to go on holiday with them without the aid of the dating site. We don't really need that anymore. And loads of people have been, you know, offering you a space in their caravan or their tent if they're going away this summer.
It's really kind, yeah.
A lot of offers. And keep those coming in, please. So, Tom, you have a great offer for Chris, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
It comes from a bit of a sad story, if I'm honest. I've recently broken up with my girlfriend.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Hey... These things happen, I guess. But yeah. But I'd already bought her birthday present. But now we're not together, I'm kind of just stuck with a use for it, really.
Well, this sounds brilliant.
Yeah.
So is this an amazing holiday for you and Chris to go somewhere in the sun?
Not so much. I've got a photo shoot if he wants to join me on that.
Hey?
What do you mean?
So you kind of know when couples love each other very much. They maybe get some photos done. They spend the day together being pampered and being photography, having their photo taken by a professional. And, hey, well, I can't use that with my girlfriend now, but we're not together. But maybe Chris would want to fill in that space.
Oh, this is awesome.
We'll go for a photo shoot with Tom.
So this is a couple's photo shoot.
What's that?
That's it.
You've seen
couple
them.
Photo shoot.
Yeah, a lot of couples do them when they're very much in love. There's a lot of soft focus. There's a lot of kind of loving looks towards each other. Sometimes they put a rose in shot.
Is that the one with the pottery? Where you put sort of reach around and...
I have seen them do, yeah.
I'm not sure about this. I thought we were getting a holiday out of this.
Reenact the scene from Ghosts. Oh, this is a brilliant idea, Tom.
Well, the offer's there if he wants to take it up.
Can I ask, you didn't split up with your girlfriend because you bought her a couple's photo shoot?
No.
No,
it was all a secret, and then she kind of dropped this bombshell on Tuesday. I was like, oh gosh.
Oh, it's quite recent. I'm so sorry.
Hey, I'm moving onwards.
So technically here, Tom, you are on the rebound.
Am I the rebound? I'm not sure about this.
It was only Tuesday. Can I ask a question, Tom?
Of course.
And you've got to be honest. Will there be any Rudies?
I can absolutely promise zero Rudy.
Yeah, same. Is anyone going to ask me if I want to do this?
I'm just asking because it's very cool to be bi at the moment.
There'll be no Rudy, Scott. Don't worry about that.
Definitely no Rudy's, just the photo shoot, but it's a couple's photo shoot.
Absolutely.
What sort of photos will there be, Tom? Do you know?
I imagine that there'll be... Well, I mean, one of the photos that I saw was that you give the female in the partnership your football shirt to wear, and then that's all they wear.
No, come on.
But I think that might be too close to the line. But there might be some reach around shots or some, head on the chest shots. And
oh, I love these. Like, I've just Googled couple photo shoots, and like some of the poses, I really want you to do this. And also, Chris, think about it. If you don't do this for Tom, he's bought it already. That is a complete waste of his money.
As a bloke, I feel his pain a bit. I sort of want to help him out,
yeah,
but I'm not sure I want to do...
When's the photo shoot, Tom?
It's tomorrow.
What?
Oh, yes! Tomorrow, when?
In the morning, so I reckon if we
this
do
is
it
perfect.
Quickly enough, we can get it in before your show.
This is so good.
Oh, come on. We're not really doing this, aren't we?
Do it for me.
A couple's photo shoot.
It's going to be brilliant.
It's going to be weird.
Let's ask our listeners. Maybe you've done a couple's photo shoot. I think they're very romantic. Let me know. Maybe, you know, send me a couple of the poses that you and your partner had done. I think it's going to be a lovely day. And thanks so much for this kind offer, Tom. It's just, I like it that Chris was the first person you thought of.
I can't honestly say anyone else who I would... Well, except for my girlfriend, who happens to now not be in the picture, who I would rather spend this time with.
Yeah.
Will it cheer you up a bit?
It will massively boost my spirits.
But just imagine it's her when you're having your photo taken with Chris. Yeah?
Who will Chris be imagining?
I don't know. Let's not go into that.
Good point.
I so want to come along to this.
Oh, what am I doing?
Right, brilliant, Tom. I am accepting the offer on behalf of my friend Chris.
Excellent. This hey, Chris, see you tomorrow.
Such a good opportunity. All right, Tom, well, Chris, I'll see you tomorrow.
Great. See you, Chris.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. It's Thursday. It's 1:45-ish. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Nathan in Aberdeen is watching along at work, so is Chris in Petersfield and Lee in Warsaw and Ben from Cheltenham. Please welcome one of our new DJs, it's Gemma Kenny.
Hiya!
Hi.
I'm terrified.
Now, have you ever played Innuendo Bingo before?
No!
Okay. So, as you can see, if you're watching on the website, Gemma is fully prepared for the fact that we're using milk instead of water today.
Like, why?
Well, are you wearing that to go out, are you?
Yeah, well, I might actually wear the goggles and the headgear now.
Sounds like you've got a cold because you're wearing those goggles.
I've got goggles.
Yeah. So, as you can see, if you are watching, Gemma has kind of fashioned a bin bag into a fashionable bow on her head and is completely covered just because there's a lot of milk is going to happen. Is it semi-skimmed? Is it skimmed?
It's,
what is it?
It's I was going to say full fat, but it's not. It's a green top.
Green top, that's semi. Yeah. You're right there, Chris?
I think so.
Okay. I don't think Chris is quite ready because he doesn't seem to be as protected as Gemma. Oh, you've got a little bin bag.
I'm trying to make an outfit as we speak. But
you need a head wrap.
Oh. I think it's too late, Gemma.
Okay,
so here's what happens on Innuendo Bingo. If you're watching on the website now, you'll see all this. There is a bin in between Gemma and Chris. I will play you some bits of innuendo that some of our listeners have spotted. Thank you very much if you have sent these in, by the way. 250 Scott Mills points if you do send in any and we use it, all right? Send me an email. We're taking pictures as well, as you can just hear. So, let's get to it. Today with milk, not water, this is Innuendo Bingo, Thursday fun. Let's go. All right, so you've both got your cups of milk there.
Yeah. Hang on. Oh, that pour
is so milky.
Oh, no. So milky. I'm not covered.
Okay, so have a big gulp of milk in your mouth, please.
Okay.
Right, here we go.
Dave spotted this one. Cheers, Dave. And this is from The Voice. Let's go.
Next up from Team Tom, it's Leanne Mitchell. Now, she's been having a crisis of confidence, but luckily she has the best medicine. Extra strength, Tom Jones. Always read the label.
Leanne, she could blow anybody else out of the seat.
Oh, Tom Dribble. Oh, no.
Right, Gemma?
Oh, no, Leanne,
she could blow anybody else out of the studio.
Gemma, well held. Oh, you just kind of dribbling it, bit by bit. I'm sorry?
Smooth it out.
Leanne, she could blow anybody else out of the studio.
There we are, how it goes. Ugh. So Chris bats straight away and Gemma's just got a constant dribble.
I was trying to talk at the same time, it was a disaster.
Okay. Now let's go over to BBC Radio 2. Simon Lewis has spotted this bit of bingo. So could you take some more milk in your mouth, please?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Radio 2, let's go.
I was a great hockey player.
I bet you were.
I was on the left wing.
Yes.
I was fast, I was quick, and I used to score loads of goals.
Were you quite tricky?
I was very tricky. And I did things with that stick that you don't really want to know about.
Oh, Gemma. Oh, yeah! Oh, it's in Chris's hair.
That's on my hair.
In his hair.
That's not cold.
Where did you get that from?
That's Sally Traffic on Radio 2.
I'd like to know what happened to that stick.
She's right. A wild one.
That's in the hair.
That is in the hair, isn't it?
Sorry.
Good work, Gemma. Okay, more milk, please.
Okay, I think we should really stuff our mouths full of it and do this properly.
Yeah, do it.
I want to see your upper face level. Filled like a gerbil.
Like a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. Watching live while eating a lunch is Katie. Reese off Bristol is watching Innuendo Bingo for the first time on the website. Caris and her mates are watching it at school. Oh, sorry, you've got milk in your mouth. Okay, let's carry on. Abby in Stratford, thank you for spotting this bit of bingo from Traffic Cops.
Keep going. Right, you're not blowing.
I am blowing.
It's not difficult to do this. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm trying.
Okay, nice big deep breath. Keep going. Right, you're not blowing.
Blowing.
You're not.
I am.
You're not. You're sucking it, and the machine tells me that you're sucking on it, okay?
Gemma, what are you doing? Just get it all. Get it all out at once. It's just little dribs and drabs. Poor okay. Chris. Oh, Chris. Oh, no.
Okay.
How's it going there, Chris?
I've actually got it on my tights, which is not good because I'm going out until later on the season.
I'm having to hold up this sheet to try and catch the sort of splashback that I'm getting. And it's.
Okay. I don't know how to do this. I've never done this before.
Have you blown a balloon up before? Keep going. No, you're sucking. Okay.
I'm not.
There we go.
No. So, more milk, please. Oh, you're having to pour yourself another glass.
That's
there.
A big old glass.
Cheers. Yeah. I'll drink to that.
Cheers.
Chris Crilly in Tewkesbury, thank you for this bit of bingo from the Chris Moyle Show. Let's go.
The party of the year.
Is it a pyjama party as well? If I
I'll
made
take
that up?
My PJs, but
are
I have
you staying
to,
the night?
I've got to go home early because of the show, haven't I? I don't think I can get up.
Ask if you can stay the night.
Mm. Yeah.
Can we not come in our pyjamas?
Dribble from Chris there. Gemma's holding steady.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding it.
Mm-hmm.
She's holding it.
Mm-hmm.
She held it! Yeah! Well, good one.
Well held, Gemma.
Very well held.
You're not going to swallow it after that, are you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Hurry on.
Marcus from Bridgend has provided us with the next bit. Water, please.
Mm-hmm.
No, milk, please, even.
Mm.
And over to Channel 5 and Rory McGrath.
Mm. Mm. Time for a mouthful of cock ale.
Gemma's gone. That's an ale which they were trying on the Channel 5 show, Rory McGrath's pub gig.
So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
That's not actually too bad at all.
I will have a little sip then and tell me what you think of it first. Giles, what do you think?
Not bad. I think I'm definitely a cockaholic.
Oh. Okay. How are we all... you've got more milk now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All feeling okay, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
So taste that and tell me what you can taste.
That's not actually too bad at all.
I will have a little sip then and tell me what you think of it first. Giles, what do you think?
Not bad. I think I'm definitely a cockaholic.
I really hope you're watching this on the website.
This is a mess.
It is a big milky
I'm
mess.
Stink later.
All right, one more.
Oh. Right. Let's make this a big one, yes, Gemma?
Okay.
Right.
Carla at work in Salisbury is watching bingo for the first time ever on the website. It's blooming genius. It looks like you're being sick. It's not nice when you're having a lunch. That's from George in Nottingham. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Milk in the mouth. Go.
You'll be all alone in the Albert Hall all night, bashing away at the organ.
Small dribble from Gemma. Another small dribble from Gemma. You right there, Gemma?
It's so funny. I love it. Can I play it every day?
Do you? Feel free to come in.
Oh.
Okay, I've got one more. Just the one more.
Okay. Okay, like, let's fill our mouths more than they've ever been filled. Is that dangerous?
Yeah.
That's all right.
Ready?
People will love it on the website. Okay. Wow. That's a big mouthful of milk.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Here's Cliff Richard.
I didn't just want to be like Elvis. I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found it I was inside him.
What is that weird spurting thing you're doing, Gemma?
I didn't just want to be like Elvis, I wanted to be him. I'd like to have woken up and found it I was inside him.
Well, that was a brilliant round of innuendo bingo right there. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're playing along, if you're watching on the website, thank you, Gemma.
I don't know what to say.
It's all fine. It's carnage. Thank you, Chris.
It's all over my jeans.
I'm sorry that you're both going out tonight.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
After 3 o'clock, it's another show and tell from me today. But this isn't just something that I found. It's something that I have taken the trouble to make, kind of. I've had some help. But you'll like this. If you work in advertising, or maybe you work in a large shop that does a lot of massive, massive ad campaigns on TV... Maybe you're a media planner, you know? What does that mean? Is that a job for people who just go through the Radio Times with a highlighter pen?
Yeah.
I'm a media planner. I've had an idea for people who make these adverts. So if you make ads for holidays or you make adverts for big department stores at Christmas time, something that you will love coming up on my show and tell.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, it's show and tell time. We bring something to the class and we share it. I bought you Mob Wives yesterday.
Yeah.
Brilliant TV show. A lot of fans on board now. Some people watched it for the first time on the internet last night and loved it. I've got another show and tell. Now, you know, on advert, music on adverts, I find that there is a bit of a formula going on that's quite fashionable at the moment to choose what music to put on an ad. Like this one, for example, Charlene Soraya. So lately, been wondering, remember this advert? Tea.
That's it, yeah. I was trying to work it out.
Makes you want a nice cup of tea. Now, that song used to sound like this. By The Calling. So what advertisers do is they take an old song with loads of guitars on it, like this.
Right.
And they get a female vocal and someone playing the piano, and they slow it right down, and there's your advert music. You see?
Oh, yeah,
that's what they do.
Never really clocked it like that.
Now, you'll know this one from a holiday advert. You see the nice family there on holiday, very attractive family. And this one is on. Oh, they're having a nice time. Look at them on their holidays. They are loving it. With your feet in the air, your head on the ground. Try this trick and spin it, yeah. Now that song used to sound like this. With your feet on the air, your head on the ground. By the Pixies.
Oh, wow.
Quite a noisy song with guitars. Take out the noisy bits. A nice girl singing along, playing the piano. Bosh, there's your advert music.
You're right, actually.
Yeah. And then, do you remember that boy last Christmas who got a nice present for his parents on Christmas Day?
Yes.
Very yeah. excited from that department store. There's actually a head in that box. Oh, I loved this advert. Made me shed a little tear. Good times for a change. See the luck I've had, could make a good man turn. That song used to sound like this. So, for once in my life, let me get what I want. Lord knows it would be the first time. Mm. And that same department store had this one on one of their ads. And that song used to sound like this.
True.
So, I'm thinking, what songs should they do next? Because they must be thinking, oh, we need another, you know, Christmas campaign coming up, because advertisers have to think ahead about that kind of thing. So I've recorded some of my ideas. So if you are working in advertising, then I am kind of, for you, I'm the new Don Draper of Mad Men. I've got some ideas for you, and you can have them. You can have them. I'm sure we can come to some agreement. You'll be pleased to know it's not me singing. It's, do you remember from BBC Introducing, a really talented girl called Gabrielle Aplin?
Yes.
Really good. She's helped me out with this. So what you do is you take a noisy guitar song, slow it right down, and just get a lovely, lovely female vocal like Gabrielle Aplin, and just a piano playing, and it sounds completely different. Advertisers, I've got some of your new advert music right here. Listen up. So, the first one that Gabrielle's recorded, I'd like you to imagine, let's say Jamie Redknapp and Louise are riding along the beach. Oh, they're throwing that beach ball into the air. They're in love. What a romantic holiday they're having. And in the background, on the advert, this is playing. Load up all guns, bring your friends. It's fun to lose and to pretend. This says summer holiday to me. She's overboard and self-assured. Oh no, I know a dirty.
I can't work out what this is bugging me. What is this?
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Is this Nirvana?
Hello.
It's Nirvana.
Hello. 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 With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertainers. I feel stupid.
Jamie and Louise are so in love.
And contagious. Here we are now, entertainers.
There they are, sharing a sangria with two straws. See, that could be on an advert. That's the next holiday ad for Jamie and Louise.
But you got this made up, right?
Yeah, yeah, we got these made. Thanks, with our help of Gabrielle Applin, who's lovely.
That's incredible.
I know. Now, I've got another one, which I think could be good. So, you come up with a situation now.
Okay. For the song, you mean? For a nice, slow song?
Yeah, no, I've got the song. You just come up with the advert.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so what's happening in the ad?
I'm thinking soup in a cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's raining outside. You've gone for a cup of soup in a cup.
Other brands are available.
Yeah,
that are soups in cups.
And it's nice and warm.
Mm, and you make that slight massage face as you as you taste them.
Wake up, grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? Here you go, create another fable. Grab a brush and put a little makeup. Hide the scars to fade away the shake-up. Why'd you leave the keys upon the table? I don't think you trust in my self-righteous suicide. I cry when angels deserve to die.
See, that is perfect for a soup advert.
It's a chop suey.
Chop suey, yeah. Imagine that, though, with a warming cup of
soup
in a cup. It is quite different from the original, but that's what they do. They slow them down, they put a girl on them, piano.
Wake up! Grab brush and put a little makeup! I just have to fade away the shake-up! Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? Here you go, create another table! You wanted to! Grab a brush and put a little makeup!
But that version we just done... Soup.
Why'd you leave the keys up on the table? You wanted to! Why don't think you trust...
Okay, I've got one more for you. Advertisers, if you're listening... I've just laid it right down. Previous noisy guitar song, and it's just a piano and a female vocal. It's Gabrielle Applin. Now, I think this will suit that department store that we were talking about again earlier, maybe for their Christmas campaign. So it's Christmas. You see a big, lush house, which nobody could actually afford in real life, and the snow is falling down, and there's delightful faces of people everywhere because it's Christmas, and the carol singers are outside, the snow's falling... Everyone's opening their presents on Christmas Day.
Some of those old workforces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those old workforces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of... Killing in the name of... You won't do what you tell me. You, I won't do what you tell me. You, I won't do what you tell me. You, I won't do what you tell me. Killing in the name of. Killing in the name of.
Isn't that beautiful? See, that is perfect for that department store's Christmas ad campaign. If you want Gabrielle to be on any of these, then like, I'm the person you get in touch with, all right? Advertisers, I can sort it out. Once again, did sound a bit different to the original.
Some of those that work forces, they're the same that work crosses.
But that version, perfect for that Christmas ad campaign. Smiling faces of children.
Killing in the name of.
Not so much this version, though.
Killing in the name of.
And that's my show and tell. I really hope you liked it.
They're actually amazing songs, though. I mean,
they're great songs.
You should release them.
She sang them beautifully. So there we are. I've sorted it out for all advertisers everywhere. There's your songs right there. I've helped you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Si the Truck has been on, saying, I'm getting married in July. and I was looking for some piano music. I can't afford a piano player. I'd love to have those songs that you were playing just a minute ago on Show and Tell. Do you really want Killing in the Name Of as you walk down the aisle? Think about it, Si.
Oh, what's the kidding?
And now, your chance to win. Scott Mills points on Oh, What's Occurring. Where's that piece of paper where you've got your points written down? I can't be responsible. How many have you got so far? You can win some more right here, right now, on today's Oh, What's Occurring. Greg James.
Hello.
Hi there. What have you brought in, please?
I found a gnome upstairs in the shape of Chris Moyles. Someone sent in.
That was on my desk for a while.
Oh, I just saw it and you can have it. I might have it.
Is it going to stay in here now?
I might take it home.
It's inspiration, isn't it? All right, let's play Oh, What's Occurring. And the first one has been spotted by a lot of our listeners today.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, on The Apprentice last night, we can't reveal who was fired because people get very funny about it because they haven't watched it.
But can I just say, the fired person is on my show after six.
Even though
Sarah Cox said it earlier.
Okay, good. Now let's talk about Azar here. One thing that he is obsessed with, if you saw last night's show, you may have noticed, he's all about strategy.
Oh, he is. Strategy. Yeah.
Strategy. So it's a simple question, and thank you if you sent this in, because a lot of our listeners spotted this last night when they were watching The Apprentice. How many times did Azar say strategy in last night's Apprentice, Greg James?
Strategy. It's all about strategy, Jade. Strategy. I think he said strategy about, I'm going to say, seven times.
Christopher? Quite a lot of people tweeted me about this. I think it's going to be more. I'm going to go 15.
Did you see it?
No, I still haven't seen it yet.
Seven for me, I think.
Seven for Greg. Chris says 15 strategies. Let's find out.
Ow! What's the kidding?
Let's head to Azar from last night's Apprentice.
I did point it out before he split the stock.
That's
I also
fine.
Pointed to saying the strategy wasn't clear.
I think Jay's in the firing line. I think it's probably purely down to strategy.
And obviously part of the strategy was for you to hold more stock.
Azar kept talking about the strategy and what sold what where.
Through the checkout, with a strategy for sales.
Think about that now.
Sorry, very, very quickly, Jay. Just run through me the strategy again.
A little bit busier now, which is obviously a good sign. But I just wanted to clarify the strategy for the day.
He just goes on about strategy. We clarified it.
Jade's not too concerned about strategy, but strategy is the most important part of any business. Without strategy, you know, you're running blind into the dark.
How many times does he want us to run it through the strategy?
Sorry, just very, very quickly, Jade, I think
the issue you've got with you moving location so quickly,
that's a bit of a risky strategy, so obviously...
Hi, guys, how are you?
What's our strategy now?
It's up to you how much you buy now.
Yeah. God, she hasn't. That's not a strategy, is it? It's just got like nothing. She hasn't even thought about it, has she?
What is our strategy?
They came after
lunchtime, I was saying, just tell me our strategy.
I said to you, this is what's going to happen. You say the word strategy and it makes you sound like you know what you're talking about.
I think, in all fairness, I think the word strategy was out to Jade's depth.
I think she's out for depth. She had no strategy in place.
From an objective point of view, I think Azar does have a tendency to waffle on sometimes about strategies.
And obviously I've read those points with Jade, and Jade said she's not too concerned about strategy.
I lost count.
I did.
Now, I've got to be honest, I was the one who was meant to keep count there.
Right.
And I think I may have mucked up, and I'm sorry.
No, I think it's impossible.
Because
there were loads of people saying strategy.
And we're only looking for Azar.
It was when the bings went off. Bing! That signifies that Azar's just said strategy.
I can't be trusted.
Okay,
so
good. I'm not going to give you any points.
What did you say? What did you say, Chris?
Don't say it, because I'm going to get a lot of abuse for this.
What did you say?
I thought about 15.
You said 15.
Well, I said 7, so it's way more than 7. So.
No points. We'll count that up in a minute, and we'll get back to you because someone somewhere will get 10 Scott Mills points for that.
Oh,
strategy.
What's the kidding?
Strategy. Okay, next round is coming up, and it's a good one. Are you ready to play more?
I think so. As long as it's not going to get wet again.
There's nothing particularly wet about the next round. It's all fine.
Oh,
What's the curtain?
Back in a sec, just going to count the strategies.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And who stopped waving that Chris Moyles gnome around? It's really freaking me out.
He's got an accordion.
What?
Why has he got an accordion? And he's sitting on a mushroom.
There were 16 strategies.
Sorry, it's quite heavy, this gnome.
Quite
strategy.
16. So give yourself 10 Scott Mills points if you said 16 strategies. Only the ones from Azar count.
Oh, what's occurring?
New round. Greg James is here playing along with Oh, What's Occurring. How many points have you got?
Well, I think last week, didn't I get 20?
Yeah. Say 20.
20.
All right, the next round is a simple missing words round. We do this every now and again. So, for example, if I played you this clip...
Well, you know you make me wanna...
Your answer would be...
I would say... Well, I wanna say... Well, shout.
You know you make me wanna shout...
Correct. So, it's a missing words round again. 10 for each you get right. Guess along at home, please. This is a song by Depeche Mode.
But before you come to any conclusion, try walking in my shoes. Try walking in my shoes.
What's the answer there? What's the missing word?
Chris, go first.
I'm going to go wombling.
Wombling?
Yeah.
Okay, I will go for washing.
But before you come to any conclusion, try walking in my shoes.
Let's find out. Walking, of course.
Oh, yes, it was.
No points there.
Try walking in my shoes.
Ever heard that song before?
I've never heard that song in my life.
No. Okay, then, over to our next missing word, and it's a song by JLS. But what's the word that's missing from here? Just in case you missed it, here it is again. Tricky, this missing words round. What can the word be?
I think I'm going to go spot. That's a good one.
Could one be. Spot.
Yeah.
I just want the points. I'm going to say shot.
Oh.
I want the points.
Let's find out. Yes, Greg.
Yes.
So it was 10 points there for Greg James.
Cool.
Well done.
That's 13 total.
Yeah, you got 39. I hope you. I'm glad you're writing it down as well. That's good. And one more on the missing words round. But what is the missing word here?
'Cause when you tell me stupid things like you do, yes, I have to change the rules. I can't lose, 'cause I shit.
Natalie Imbruglia there. But what's the answer in the missing word round?
I haven't heard that song for ages.
Who?
I would. Well, I'd have to say. I'd have to say a shiver.
Oh, sell out. I'm going to go shower.
Let's find out. Yes, Greg. Another 10 points.
In your
well
face,
done.
Chris. In there your face.
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.